Okay, Rabotai. Shavua Tov. We continue in Nefesh HaChaim. We are on page Lamed He, in the middle of the page, in the middle of Sha'ar Aleph Perek Vav. So, page Lamed He. V'chen ha-mitzvot kulan keshurim utluyim b'mkor shorshan ha-elyon b'sidre pirkei ha-merkava v'shi'ur koma shel ha'olamot kulam. Which means, over here, Rabbi Chaim Mivolojin is continuing and telling us that just like Adam, the human being, is connected to the entire structure that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, spiritual and physical, and every part of the body of Adam is corresponding to a certain power or olam, or world, or part of a world in the olamot elyonim. So that's our, we are connected, and we spoke about the shoresh of the neshama. Every neshama has a shoresh lemala, has a source in the olamot elyonim. The mitzvot also, each mitzvah of the taryag mitzvot in the Torah, are also bound and connected to Shorashim Elyonim, like we say openly in Leshem Yichud, letaken et shorshah v'makom elyon, to be metaken the shoresh of the mitzvah. When we do a mitzvah, we are bringing a tikkun, a remedy, to its upper worldly source. Shekol mitzvah pratit b'shorshah kolelet rubei ribevan kochot ve'orot Misidre Hashiur Koma. Each and every individual mitzvah, in its root, the place where the mitzvah came from, which means each mitzvah corresponds to a certain power, a certain midah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu uses as a conduit to bring down to this world a certain type of energy. So let's sort of make it a little bit narrow down to the Sfirot HaElyonot. We know 10 Sfirot. Each Sfira has 10 Sfirot also. So it's endless. It's an endless thing. But if we were just to, let's give a name of one of the Sfirot, Chesed. Chesed is one of the channels with which HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings energy, Chesed energy, to this world. There are mitzvot that their shoresh is in that sfira of chesed. And therefore, if the mitzvah is done correctly, as we're going to learn, if it's done correctly, so it's a tikkun in the sfira of chesed. It's a tikkun in the olam of chesed. You'll find many times in a good Sephardic sidur, right? You'll see the tefillin shel yad. Why do you kiss the tefillin shel yad by yotzer or? Because now we are entering, the Ben Ishai explains, we are entering into olam of Bri'ah. There's Atzilut, Bri'ah, Yetzirah, Asiyah. We are now entering into the world of Bri'ah, in that high world of Bri'ah. And the mitzvah of Tfilin Shel Yad corresponds to the olam of Bri'ah. That's all, that's what he says. Corresponds, right? What does that mean in a simple term? It means that the mitzvah of tefillin is a tikkun. It does something. It has an effect in that olam of Bria. We don't know, but it has an effect in that world. And tefillin shel rosh, before we begin the Amidah, we kiss the tefillin shel rosh. Gal Yisrael, we kiss the tefillin shel rosh. Because tefillin shel rosh is keneged olam ha'atzilut. So you see that there are worlds of ruchaniyut by which HaKadosh Baruch Hu filtered his light down to this world to the point that we are able now to see it and not get blinded by it. That's the Tzimtzum. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it possible for us to live in this world by sort of filtering his light. And the higher we go up, the more the light is bright, the brighter it gets. So this world is Asiyah, and then Yetzirah, and then Bri'ah, and then Atzilut, and even above that, Adam Kadmon. And what is our place in all that? the place of Adam in all this is to pull the strings. We pull the strings. How do we pull the strings? What type of chords are we strumming? Where is it coming from? Only by the mitzvot. The mitzvot were given to us to be able to maneuver, to manipulate the olamot and the pirtei hamerkava, meaning every olam is murkav from ruberi bevan, kochot ve'orot, tens and thousands and millions of kochot. So this mitzvah is keneged that koach, that or elyon, that light which is sublime. So there are mitzvot that are their shoresh is in chesed. There are mitzvot their shoresh in chesed of the world of bria, in chesed of the world of yetzira. There are mitzvot that are in gvura. There are mitzvot in tiferet. It's the structure that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created from on high until us. Endless amount. And in order for us to receive the bracha and the energy from those kochot, we have to be mitaken. We have to nudge those kochot. And how do we nudge it? By doing a mitzvah. The better we do the mitzvah, the more light we're mosif into that world, and thereby coming down back to us. So I think we could read on a little bit now. Kemo she'amar bazohar yitro ze amud lamed he. Kemo she'amar bazohar yitro, in the Zohar Parashat Yitro, it says, kol pikudei oraita mitachdan b'malka kadisha ila'a. All the mitzvot of the Torah become one with the holy Melech Kadosh HaElyon, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We become one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu when we do the mitzvot. Minehon beresha de malka. Some of the mitzvot connect to the head. Uminehon begufa. Some of them in the body, in the goof. Uminehon bide malka. Some mitzvot collaborate with the hands of the Melech. Some of the mitzvot umehem uminehon beragloi. Now, I just want to right away, immediately, when we see these words, there is no hands and there is no goof, en lo goof, en lo demuta goof. This is the first and foremost understanding that a person has to, if he's ever going to dabble with any kind of words of Kabbalah, a person has to first understand that chas v'shalom, there is no such a thing as humanizing Hashem. Hashem doesn't have a goof, en lo goof, en lo demuta goof. This is not talking about Atzmuto Yitbarach. When we talk, when the Zohar HaKadosh says that one mitzvah corresponds to the yad, corresponds to the hand, these are all terms that are used for the Sfirot HaElyonot. These are all terms that are used for those vehicles that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, but through which to bring Shefa to this world. So that structure of the Sfirot is sometimes called in the Zohar HaKadosh the Guf HaMelech. It's the body of the king. But that's because the Sfirot is not Hashem, Chas V'Shalom. The Sfirot are emanations from Hashem. They come. Emanations, ze novea me'akadosh baruch hu. Ze or sheyotze. Ze lo atzmuto yitbarach. Atzmuto yitbarach, en lo guf, en lo yadayim, en lo ragamaz, ze, right? Ze gashmuyot. We are not saying things that are gashmi an HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But there are mitzvot that pertain to Resha de Malka, that means the higher worlds. There are mitzvot that pertain to the guf. That's chesed, gevura, tiferet. Rosh is chokhma, bina, keter, chokhma, bina, or kohen chabad, chokhma, bina, da'at. And then you have the guf. That's the chagat nehi, that chesed, gevura, tiferet, netzach, hod yosef. If you ever read Patach Eliyahu, by the way, all this is in Patach Eliyahu. Patach Eliyahu tells you each, it gives you like a picture of all the sefirot, how it's corresponding to what side. This is on the right side, this is on the left side, right? And these are things that are all told to us in a way of mashal, in a way that we should be able to picture, that we can understand a little bit. But the Metziut is something that is far and beyond anything that our imagination can fathom. So I just wanted to say that because this the Ma'amar of the Zohar. Ve'ha'inyan yoter mevo'ar betikunim u'bezohar truma pikude oraita kulhun shayfin ve'evarin berazadil ela. The mitzvot of the Torah are all limbs, are all parts of the body of Soda Elyon. V'kad mitchabran kulehu kechad, and when they all unite as one, keden kulehu salka lerazachad, so they all elevate themselves to the sod of echad, which means Akadosh Baruch Hu is echad, Hashem is one. So what we do with the mitzvot, with the asiyah of the mitzvot, and with limud Torah, we are what's called, you might hear the word, yichudim. Yichudim means we are meyached olamot. What is this meyached olamot? Meyached olamot means we connect one world to another, one world to another. What does that mean, to connect? To connect means that you are making it possible for the lower world to receive light from the upper world, and that world to receive light. So when there is a communication between each world, that's called yichud. That's called that they are all connected. Chas v'shalom, let's say, avera causes a dimming. This is for lack of better words, a dimming of the light, so it's not able to receive easily from the world that's above it. So that's chas v'shalom, like a disconnected. It's mekatzetz benetiot. Such words are used. It's a disconnection. So you're cutting off the energy, cutting off the supply. And Visham Bedav Kuf Samech Behai Shema Kelilan Taryag Pikute Oraita. In the name of Hashem, Yudke Vavke, the Zohar HaKadosh says, all the Taryag mitzvot of the Torah are included. The Inun Klala de Kol Razin Ilayim Vetatayin. Because all the mitzvot are the makeup of all the razin, all the secrets of the olamot ha'elyonim. So now you see that when we say yichud, I said yichud olamot, to connect the worlds, we also find in the Sfarim, yichud Hashem, to be miyached, the name of Hashem. So philosophically talking, yichud Hashem means to remember that Hashem is one. That's right. But by doing that, by remembering that Hashem is one, what we are doing is we are connecting the otiyot of the Shem of Hashem. We are making Yud connected with the He, and the He connected with the Vav, and so on. And what are we doing by that? That's another way of saying the tikkun, the fix, the connection of all the worlds of Shefa that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created all the way down to this world. So that's what the Zohar means here when it says all the mitzvot of the Torah are kalul in the name of Hashem. So every mitzvah, we're mosif dio to the yud. We're adding ink to the he, to the kutsoshel yud. Vekulehon pikudin, kulehon shayfin ve'evarin. All the mitzvot are limbs and parts of the body. Leitchazaa beuraza dimhem nuta. So that the secret of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is shown. That means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is revealed in this world through the asiyata mitzvot. Mandela yashgach vela istakal berazin de pikudei oraita, one who does not pay attention and does not look into the mitzvot of the Torah, lo yada vela istakal hech mitaknan shayfin berazayla, he doesn't know how to bring about this tikkun that is needed in the worlds. Shayfin de gufa kulehu mitaknan al raza de pikudei oraita. All these tikkunim are done by doing the mitzvot of the Torah. Vechen katava arizal b'sha'ar ha Yichudim, you see? Bishara Yichudim, that's where he discusses all this. So now, of course, what Rav Chaim Volozhin here, he brought to us Ma'amarim of the Zohar regarding what he's saying. And now we're going to illustrate it a little more. Ube'asot ha'adam retzon kono yitbarach shemo. When a person fulfills the ratzon, the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he does a mitzvah, umekayem be'eze ever v'koach shebo achat mi'mitzvot Hashem, and he fulfills with one particular part of his body or koach of his body, he fulfills a mitzvah. Let's for argument's sake, right? He puts on tefillin, so with his hand he is mekayem the mitzvah of tefillin. Hatikun nogea leoto olam vekoach ha'elyon hamakbilo. So the tikun that is done with the mitzvah, nogea, has an effect in that world which corresponds to the hand. Because what did we just say? We just said that the human being, the structure of the goof of the human being, is connected to all the kochot of the olamot ha'elyonim. And we said that the same thing is by the mitzvot. All the mitzvot, the structure of all the mitzvot, is corresponding to all those kochot ha'elyonim. Each mitzvah in particular to a particular koach or ever, as we just saw. So when a person fulfills that mitzvah with his hand, it corresponds to that koach which is parallel to the koach hayad, whichever koach that is. Letakno, either to fix it, which means either by the fulfillment of the mitzvah of tefillin, he is bringing a tikkun to that world, to that koach, to that o leha'aloto. Or let's say it doesn't even need a tikkun, aval, to bring it up to a higher level. It brings that world to a higher level through his ma'ase mitzvah. O lehosif o ukdusha al kedushato. Or let's say not even, if it doesn't even need to be brought up, but to make it brighter, to make it shine more, with more kedusha of the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How does all this happen? Mechefetz uretzon ha'elyon yitbarach shemo. This is the ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is how he intended the world to be created. Kefi erech ve'ofen asiyato. This is in proportion to the value and how the person did the mitzvah. In accordance with how you were medakdek in the mitzvah, the tikkun, the ilui, and the hosafat ha'or is corresponding to that, is depending on that. Ulefi rov izdakechut v'taharat kedushat machshavto be'et asiyat ha'mitzvah. Also, it depends on the purity of the holiness of his machshava at the time that he's doing that mitzvah. Ha'mitztarefet letova lama'aseh ha'ikarit, which connects that thought that a person has at the time that he's doing a mitzvah, joins in together with the actual ma'aseh ha-mitzvah that he's doing. Ukefi erech madregat oto ha'olam ve'akoach ha'elyon. And it also depends on the level of that world which the mitzvah is corresponding to. And what happens? Okay, so now he did the mitzvah. And we said that mitzvah brings about, in accordance with how he did the mitzvot, oh, now we understand, Rabotai, you know, all the dikduke halachot, why there's so many dikdukim, why each mitzvah has to be like this, can't be like that, why are we so, you know, medakdek? Because we're dealing here with the structure of the world. Every little prat in the mitzvah has to do with the quality of what is being done. So that's in the ma'aseh ha-mitzvah, and also the machshava, the thought that he's having. So he's doing that mitzvah and he's bringing a tikkun or he's mosif or to that koach elyon. So now what? What happens after that? Umisham nimshach hakedusha vechiyut gam al oto hakoach shel haadam shebo kiye mitzvat boro hamechuvenet negdo. This line we're going to study now leomek in the Hagaha that we're going to learn. From that koach elyon, that the Adam, through doing the mitzvah, just brought about tikkun to that koach elyon. From there now is nimshach kedusha, comes back down, kedusha and chiyut, holiness and life, to that koach of the Adam, with which he was mikayem the mitzvah of his boreh. What does that mean? So let's see what he says. Vezeu shetiknu, you have the place, Rabotai. Vezeu shetiknu nusach birkot ha-mitzvot asher kideshanu be-mitzvotav. That's what we say in the bracha, Rabotai. He made us holy with his mitzvot. Or, ve-kidashtanu be-mitzvotecha. He made us holy by doing the mitzvot. So what does that mean? Can we bring some kind of practical meaning to these words of v'kidashtanu b'mitzvotecha, aside from the general meaning that by doing mitzvot we are connected with Hashem and we become holier? Is there a more specific way of explaining that? So he says, look what happens, Rabotai. Listen to every word here. Ki me'et she'ole al ra'ayon ha'adam la'asot mitzvah. From the very first moment that the thought of doing the mitzvah enters into the mind of a person, tekef na'asa rishumo lemala bimkor shorsha ha'elyon. Immediately there is a roshem. Immediately there is an impression, an effect that is made up in the makor of the shoresh of that mitzvah that we just said. Umamshich misham al atzmo or makif. And immediately upon the thought, a person didn't even put on the tefillin yet. He just intends to put tefillin. Hineni muchan umzuman. Leshem yichud kutsha brichu ushchinte. He's having in mind to do the mitzvah. I am about hareni ba lekayem. He just has the thought to do the mitzvah. What happens? Already there's a stirring that goes on in that world which is corresponding to the in the Shoresh HaElyon that corresponds to that mitzvah. And what happens? What does that stir bring about? It immediately brings back down an effect. What effect? It's called Or HaMakif. Or HaMakif, a light that engulfs the person who is doing the mitzvah. Ukedusha Elyona chofefet alav v'sovevet oto. And a kedusha that comes from that world surrounds the person, envelops the person who is doing now the mitzvah. In other words, when a person begins to do the mitzvah, he's already in that world, he's in that bubble, in that Or HaMakif of that particular mitzvah. And he explains, he says, Katuv Meforash. It says, V'itkadishtem v'item kedoshim. Make yourself holy and become holy. It looks like a double language, right? Ukemamaram zal de gemara in masechet yoma daf lametet amud alef kol hamekadesh atzmo milemata mekadeshim oto milemala. It's a gemara. Anyone who is mekadesh himself down below, which means he intends to do good and he does something good, mekadeshim oto milemala, they make him holy from up above. Rotze lomar shemilemala nimshach alav hakdusha mishorsha ha'elyon shel ha'mitzvah. From that particular shoresh elyon of that mitzvah that is done, there is a supply of kedusha that immediately comes down to envelop the one who is going to do the mitzvah. Kemo shekatu bazohar parashat tzav k'tivit kadishtem v'item kedoshim man demekadesh gar memilera. Say it's like the Gemara in Yoma. One who is Mekadesh himself down below, they are Mekadesh him from up above. The Hakedusha de Mare Shar Ye'ale. The Kedusha of Hashem comes down on him. If the Ma'asim down here are with holiness, Ite'al Kedusha Le'ela. There is a Kedusha up above that is awakened. Ve'ate v'sharya ale. And it comes and it rests upon the person. Ve'itkadash be. And he becomes kadosh with it. That's and ubeparashat kedoshim. Pevav. Beshata de barnash achze ovada letata beorach mishor. When a person down below decides to do a mitzvah correctly. Nagid ve'nafik v'sharya iluya. Or ilave ruach kadisha ila'a. Nagid means nimshach. There is drawn forth and comes forth a ruach of kedusha upon him. Ubehahu uvda sharya ale ruach kadisha ruach ila'a litkadasha be ata litkadesh mekadshinle. Dichtiv v'itkadishtem v'item kedoshim. And the same thing in Zohar Parashat Naso, demashich ale ruach kadisha ila'a, kemadat amart, ad ya'are alenu ruach mimarom. A pasuk in the Navi Yeshaya. That by doing the mitzvah, we bring upon ourselves ruach mimarom. Now look how he takes this so literal. Look at this. V'al yedeh, what? So we asked the question. We said, okay, so we do the mitzvah. That mitzvah causes a stir in the Olam HaElyon, which is corresponding to that. So what? What does that do? So we just saw. It immediately causes an effect that it brings down upon the person, and specifically upon that part of the body which is doing the mitzvah, a kedusha of Or Makif. Okay, so now what? What is the purpose of that kedusha? What is that? Does that kedusha do anything for me? So look at this. ועל ידי הקדושה והאור המקיף הוא דבוק כביכול בו יתברך גם בחייו. Through that kedusha and or hamakif and circling light that comes down, a person by doing the mitzvah becomes davuk, becomes connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu while he's alive. וזהו שאמר כתוב, that's the pasuk that we say in Havdalah, comes from Parashat Vayitchanan, ואתם הדבקים בשם אלוקיכם, Gam be'otchem chayim kulechem ayom. It's possible to be devekim b'shem elokechem when it's chayim kulechem ayom, when you're still alive. What is that? What dvekut is there in Hashem by doing a mitzvah? Veze ha'or ha'makif, this or ha'makif that comes down, hu lo le'ezer ligmor ha'mitzvah. That light that comes down is what actually aids the person, it helps the person to actually fulfill the mitzvah and to completion. It comes down as a help, as a support, to give him that impetus to continue to do the mitzvah. All that began with what? Just with the thought. With the ratzon. With the ratzon to do a mitzvah, it brought down from the Koach HaElyon, a or a makif, that is going to be a ezer ligmor ha-mitzvah. In this sefer that I have here, he brings a beautiful pirush on a pasuk that we say in Halel. I want to share with you. It says in Teilim Perek Kuf Yudchet, El Amonai Vaya'er Lanu Isruchag Ba'avotim Ad Karnot HaMizbeach. Okay? Now we sing this pasuk, and I don't know how many people really understand what we're saying, and I include myself, you know, we sing the pasuk and we're not really thinking. Because if you think about it, you're really going to ask yourself a question: what's the connection between the first part of the pasuk and the end? Because let's translate it. El Hashem Vaya'er Lanu. Hashem is our God, Vaya'er Lanu, and He enlightens us, He gives us light. Isruchag ba'avotim ad karnot ha-mizbeach. Tie the korban chagiga, chag is the korban chag, ba'avotim, with chains, take the animal, you know, make sure that you tie him down to the karnot ha-mizbeach, to the corners of the mizbeach, which means that, you know, bring the korban to the mizbeach, with the zrikat adam, and with all the things that need to be done al karnot ha-mizbeach. What's this El Hashem Vayar Lanu has to do with Yisro Chag Ba'avotim at Karnot HaMizbeach? What's it? Ah, yafe meod. So he says, beautiful. The kesher is El Hashem Vayar Lanu Ha'or HaMakif Shesharah Alenu Be'et She'ala B'machshavtenu La'asot HaMitzvah U'Lehavi HaKorban. The thought of bringing the Korban created a matzav of Vayar Lanu. Hashem brought down back to us light. Hu Ma She'azar Lanu La'Avi HaKorban Ba'avotim. That's what aids us to be able to bring the korban correctly. Ad karnot ha-mizbeach. That's an expression to say until ad gemira, until the end, until the zrika, which is the last part of the avodat ha-korbanot. Okay.
So we have the intention, the rayon, and from there, with the ruach and everything, he help us to continue.
He's helping us to continue the mitzvah. In this case, is the mitzvah of korban. Exactly. El Hashem, Vaya'er Lanu, Makara al yedei ze, Yisru Chag Ba'avotim, Ad Karnot HaMizbeach. Itzlachti Leashlim, exactly. Itzlachti Leashlim et HaMitzvah Shel HaKorban. Because of the O. Hu Ozer Lanu. Ken, hu, ki hu oseh, kilu anachnu ozim, aval hu Ozer Lanu. Nachon? Zeh nachon. Zeh bichlal rayon shetzech leikanes elav. So, Mazeh? In any mitzvah that we do, yeah, all this that we're talking about is mitzvot and learning Torah. Yes, everything that we do, when a person has in mind to sit and learn Torah, immediately the kedusha comes to help him to learn Torah. This explains many many ma'amarim. So continuing on in the Nefesh HaChaim, Ken. אתה שואל איך ייתכן שיהיה נאנס ולא עשה? נכון, נכון. רבי יעקב is asking, so this should come out, that anytime a person thinks to do a mitzvah, a person should be able to do the mitzvah. So how could there ever be a מצב of חישב לעשות מצווה ונאנס ולא עשה? How could there be a מצב of a מחשבה to do a mitzvah and he's נאנס and he doesn't do the mitzvah? But you know what? The answer to the question is in the Hemshech of that Ma'amar. What does it say? Ma'ale alav ha-katuv ke'ilu asa'a. Which means like this. In the plans of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's not supposed to be able to do that mitzvah. There's a reason why right now he's not supposed to do it. But the problem is he has a tremendous ratzon to do it. He has a ratzon. So now there's a conflict. The ratzon creates a or ha-makif that comes to be Messiah to do the mitzvah. אבל הקדוש ברוך הוא לא רוצה שהוא יעשה את המצווה. He doesn't want him to do it in actuality. So therefore, מעלה עליו הכתוב כאילו עשה. הקדוש ברוך הוא considers it as if he did it. What does that mean, he considers it? It all depends on the quality of the thought that he had. If he really had a thought to do it, that the only thing that stopped him from doing it was the ne'enas velo asa. Let's say a person had in mind, he had a $5 bill in his hand, and he had in mind to give it to the ani who stretched out his hand. V'baruach se'ara mimarom, and a wind came and blew the $5 bill. He lost it. And he looks for another one, he doesn't find. In other words, he wanted to do the mitzvah and he found himself in a matzav. And even if he runs to the bank to get it, by that time he comes back, the poor man is not going to be there. In other words, impossible. He was about to do it. It has to be that the machshava that he had was mamash, such a solid machshava, that the only thing that stopped him from doing it was the wind. Because many times, you know, a person is about to do a mitzvah, but, okay, chakach, machal, or you know what, lo, lo tzarech etzeh, or, you know what, how many times do we say to us, okay, yoshev lilmod? How many times do we say, okay, I'm sitting to learn? Yeah, rak yashav, he sits down to learn, pitom, telephone came, this one, gamarnu. Or he says, akan yochal etzeh, I'll just, and then I'll get to it, let me just check this, and he doesn't do it. זה לא היה מחשבה טובה. That's not a real מחשבה. A real מחשבה of חישב לעשות מצווה is that the only thing was the honest that stopped him. That was the only thing that stopped him. In that case, מעלה עליו הכתוב כאילו עשה, הוא לא הפסיד. He didn't lose. It's like he did it. Hashem, in the plan of the world of that day, he wasn't meant to do that. Okay? הוא עשה תיקון, מעלה עליו, אולי אפילו תרמוז במעלה עליו, אתה רוצה רמוז? אוקיי. Maybe it's רמוז in the words. מעלה עליו הכתוב, מעלה עליו הכתוב. He did a עילוי, he did something, he made a תיקון. Definitely, that's a מצווה where ממש, הקדוש ברוך הוא waited for the last second. He took the מאחרת, he was right there, he was going to do it. The only thing that can stop Abraham from doing a מצווה is a מלאך. That's the only thing that can stop him. And therefore, it's ma'aleh alav ha-katuv kilu asah, the tikkun of Akedat Yitzchak, is till today, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is efro, tzavur, munach al gabei ha-mizbeach. That's a beautiful example. And now but it doesn't just stop in that. Rabotai, it's not only that the Or HaMakif comes down to help him to finish that mitzvah. It's more than that. Listen to this now. We continue. Ve'al yedei ha-gmar, you see, now he finishes the mitzvah. Now he does it. So now, if even just the thought was able to create such an effect, can you imagine the effect that is created by the actual gemar ha-mitzvah, by actually finishing and doing the mitzvah? What's that? Ve'al yedei ha-gemar, ha-or mitchazek yoter ve'yarim rosh elyon. The light is strengthened, and it rises even more above. Ve'al ze amru zal, regarding this, the Gemara says in Yom HaLamed Chet, Haba Litaher Mesayein Oto. A person, Haba Litaher. What is Haba Litaher? Od lo nitaher, lo asa klum. Kavana. Haba Litaher, had that, Mesayein Oto. They help him from above. And that help is not only to finish the mitzvah, גם מושכת וגוררת את ליבו מזה לסגל עוד כמה מצוות. Now, that light of that particular mitzvah that came down and helped him to finish the mitzvah, which now the light has become stronger because of the Gemar mitzvah, he is now brought a new cheshek to do more mitzvot. אחר שהוא יושב עתה בגן עדן ממש. Because here's a person who is in Gan Eden ale adamot. He's in Gan Eden. Because what did we just say? A or comes and engulfs the person. And that or gives him energy to finish the mitzvah and gives him energy to do more mitzvot. I'm sure you're thinking of the Ma'amar Chazal, which we're going to quote very soon. Chose betzel kanfei kedusha beseter elyon. When we do a mitzvah, we are engulfed by the Or of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by the Ruach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's as if right now we are inside a slice of Gan Eden. En makom la yetzer hara lishlot bo. Now in Gan Eden, yetzer hara is out of business. So in that bubble that the person is found, I hate to say that, that's not a bubble. In that, you know, world of Olam Haba, that he is found in right now while doing the mitzvah, there is no room for the yetzer hara. Ulehasito lehadicho me'esek ha-mitzvot. So right now he's in mitzvah zone. He's in the mitzvah mode. He's looking to do another mitzvah. Vezeu she'amru, that's what Chazal say, mitzvah goreret mitzvah. So mitzvah goreret mitzvah, loosely translated, is one mitzvah brings about another mitzvah. But goreret also means brings down. It brings down new energy to do more mitzvot. That's why we say a pasuk, if you'll allow me another chidush here. There's a pasuk that we say, and we say it at the end of the Leshem Yichud. V'hi noam Hashem Elokeinu alenu, u'ma'aseh yadenu konena alenu, u'ma'aseh yadenu konenehu. Another one of those psukim that we just... what are you saying? Ma'aseh yadenu konenehu, konenehu, konenehu. Ma'aseh, what are we saying? Listen how the pasuk is broken down into three separate pieces. The first part, V'hi noam Hashem Elokeinu alenu, the pleasantness of Hashem, may that pleasantness come and rest upon us. What stage are we talking about? That's the stage of the machshava of doing a mitzvah. Because once he has the machshava, the noam Hashem comes upon and rests upon the person. She'ole b'rayono v'nimshach halav o makif u'kdusha elyona she'sovevet oto. Then, u'ma'aseh yadenu konena alenu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, establish the acts of our hands, which means give success to what we are doing. That is stage two, to actually bring out to fruition the mitzvah itself that I want to do. Because we saw, like he brought before, there are cases where ne'enas ve'lo asa, not able to do. So if it's a real good machshava, it's like he did it, okay? But dark case where he's not matzliach, he's not able to do the mitzvah. So v'hinoam Hashem Elokeinu alenu u'ma'aseh yadenu konena. That noam Hashem is going to help to be konena alenu ma'aseh yadenu. U'ma'aseh yadenu konenehu. What's that? That's repetition. What is that third? That's going on the third stage. After the person actually finished ma'aseh yadenu konena alenu, now it brings upon us a new energy to want to do more mitzvot. Of mitzvah goreret mitzvah. V'hino Hashem Elokeinu alenu. Ma'aseh yadenu, this particular mitzvah konena alenu. U'ma'aseh yadenu, overall, konenehu. It's a possible way of explaining the pasuk.
The last part, though, it sounds as though that after the guy is gomer, he finished the mitzvah, that Or Makif kind of went inside of him and becomes the new Or Pnimi. Because he wants to do more.
I don't know.
It's another makshava, no?
Okay. I don't want to use terms that are not yet given to us here. Or Pnimi, I don't want to, you know, use that yet. Maybe yes, maybe no. But right now, as of now, that Or Makif, all right, that we could say because he used it, the Or Makif brings him the energy to finish the mitzvah. And then, together with the actual finishing of the mitzvah, that Or Makif has been strengthened to the point where now he wants to do other mitzvot. He's sort of in a miniature Gan Eden, where he doesn't have to be hampered by the Yetzer Hara. Now, there's a lot to discuss here. It comes out from here that when a person is doing a mitzvah, the mitzvah protects him from the Yetzer Hara, right? There's an actual Gemara that looks like it's a contradiction to this statement. The Gemara in Masechet Sotah tells us the difference between the power of doing Torah, of learning Torah and doing mitzvot, that mitzvah afilu be'idna deka'asik be'la magna. That sometimes a mitzvah, even at the time that you're doing the mitzvah, there is no protection, there's no guarantee that the Yetzer Hara is not going to come and infiltrate and, you know, mess up what you're doing. So, but you just told us that when we do a mitzvah, the answer is very obvious. The answer is obvious. You have to say that and it's possible to prove this, that over here, Abchaim Volozhin is talking about a person who's doing the mitzvah lishem shamayim. He's doing it with the right kavanah. He's doing it lishem shamayim. The Gemara over there, Rava, who's talking over there in the Gemara, Sotah Kaf Bet, is talking about a person who is doing a mitzvah shelo lishem shamayim. So it's powerful. Definitely, a mitzvah is a great thing, even if it's shelo leshem shamayim. Why? Because mitoch shelo lishma leolam yasuk adam b'torah uba mitzvot shelo lishma shemitoch shelo lishma ba lishma. Aval, it doesn't have that protection. Over here, we're talking in the ideal way of doing the mitzvah, but that in itself is already fascinating that we even have that potential. V'kasher yasim elav libo Be'et asiyata mitzvah, when a person will pay attention to his heart, he will put into his heart the act that he is doing, the mitzvah that he is doing, yavin ve'yargish benafsho. It's possible for him to feel she'u mesubav umlubash ka'et be'akedusha. Imagine what a tzaddik, what a great tzaddik feels when he does a mitzvah, if he really puts his mind to it, and I don't want to say he, us, if we really put our mind to it, we can actually feel that at that moment we are engulfed with the Kedusha, ve'ruach nachon itchadesh bekirbo. And there's a new spirit that has been reinvigorated in his heart. You know, to a certain degree, a person can feel that. When you do a mitzvah really well, you know, when you do something, and you did it right, you did it according to the halakha that you learned, and you really put your mind into it, and you did it with, let's, as they say, with gusto, right? A person is transformed at that moment. Unfortunately, it fizzles away very fast. And when he turns, you know, vayelech altsa v'nekedem, so when he goes away, that's it. Now the effect is, but at that moment, he's a different person. You feel that. You feel, is there something else I can do? Is there, I want to learn more, or I want to do more. Where does that come from? It comes from that slice of Gan Eden that was imparted to the person at the time of doing the mitzvah. V'zehu she'amar ha'katuv, ele ha'mitzvot asher ya'aseh otam ha'adam v'chay bahem. Here we're going to learn a new pirush in this pasuk. Normally, the pshuto shel mikra is that these are the mitzvot that a person should do, v'chay bahem v'lo she'amud bahem. A person has to live by the mitzvot. He shouldn't, and from here we learn also the halakha that a person is not allowed to give up his life for the mitzvot, except for the big three that we know. A person is not supposed to give up his life. V'chai bahem, Hashem wants, lo she'amud bahem. But the simple meaning of the pasuk is v'chai bahem, that we should live by the mitzvot, right? So here he says, bahem, haynu betocham mamash. He says, it means literally, v'chai bahem. At that time when a person is doing a mitzvah, he's living in the mitzvah. What does that mean, he's living in the mitzvah? In that light that corresponded, that came from the Shoresh HaElyon of that mitzvah, came down as the Ora Makif that engulfed him. So right now, that person is where? In that mitzvah. Shehu mesubav az bikdushat ha-mitzvah umukaf me'avira de Gan Eden. He is now encircled, he's surrounded with the atmosphere of Gan Eden. Again, in layman's term, people do describe the rush that they get when they do an act that is good. This is not a foreign concept, that when someone does something really good, there's a certain hana'at to it. There's an olam hazet to it. Not just, there is an enjoyment in this world by doing a mitzvah correctly. The problem is, till we get to do it, we have to fight. The struggle is getting to do it. Once we're in it, we actually realize, rotzeani. You know, kofim oto, who's the oto in this case? The yetzer hara. We force the yetzer hara to do the mitzvah. Ad sheyomar, rotzeni, until when we're in the middle of doing it, we realize, yeah, ze mashe ratziti kol hazman. This is what I wanted all the time. That there's a flavor to doing a mitzvah. There's a flavor to learning Torah. A flavor that is not to be found in anything else in this world. And it's a flavor that sits very well with the heart of a human being, and especially with the heart of the Jew. There's something that tells him, this is it. This is it. That's the avira de Gan Eden of what he's talking about. But you know, there's another side to all of this. V'chen lehefech chas v'shalom. And the same thing is the opposite. We're going to stop here. Be'et ovro al achat mimitzvot Hashem. A person can also engulf himself with the other side of all this. We'll talk about that, v'ezrat Hashem, when we continue. We're really in the middle here, but these are words that are very mechazek. What is it? Tam tov. Lo nekanes achshav la. As avira de Gan Eden, kshelomdim Torah.